Good morning. I'm Charlie Swanson, and this is the Sonoma Spotlight. In the Spotlight this morning, Left Edge Theater presents Nuts, the opening play to their 2019-2020 season. The play runs September 6th through the 29th in Santa Rosa. I am here with Left Edge Theater Artistic Director Argo Thompson. Good morning, Argo.
Good morning. Thanks for having me, Charlie.
Before we get into Nuts, maybe you could kind of catch our audience up on the kind of theater that Left Edge produces and give us a little bit about how you set up the season this year.
Thank you. I appreciate that. So Left Edge focuses on left-leaning, thought-provoking plays that are written within the last 6 years and have never been produced in Sonoma County before.
Hmm.
So this year, while we were selecting the season, we noticed a trend in that the characters, the main characters, were put in situations where they had to choose whether to follow the rules or break the rules, or follow tradition or expectations, or to break from those traditions or expectations, which made us really question what our rules were as a theater. And could we break our own rule in that, as I stated at the top, we picked shows that are produced in the last 6 years and never produced in Sonoma County before. So we selected Nuts, which was written in 1979.
Ah.
And first produced in Sonoma County by a theater company called Actors Theater of Sonoma County.
Sure.
So a little history about theater at that time. And there were a small group of actors, mainly coming out of Santa Rosa Players, who wanted to do something that had not been done in the area before. They were their first set of rule breakers, I guess we'll take it from them.
Mm-hmm.
They wanted to do a play, Nuts, which was recently written, and they couldn't find a company to do it with. They were like, no, we only do musicals, or we only do the classics. And so they rented a storefront in downtown Santa Rosa and the Brickyard Center. And they figured if 40 people came per night, they would break even. And they produced the play in this empty space. It's a courtroom drama, so it lends itself to that kind of space. But something astonishing happened. The show was sold out every single night with lines around the corner.
Huh.
And I only know this because in 1983, my high school drama teacher was Kathy Juarez, who was directing the play at the time. And some of the cast, Molly Boyce and Joe Winkler, I mean, they're legends in the community. Joe's actually directing our production. So we wanted to pay honor to the first rule breakers, the ones who set this trend in our path in motion, which is to do contemporary plays that people don't get a chance to see in Sonoma County.
Hmm.
They found that there was this appetite for that here. People want to see something new, something they haven't seen before, something they'd have to go to New York or Chicago or L.A. to see, you know, or even London.
Right.
So that's what our focus is, and we're going to break from that tradition and honor them. So we open, on September 6th, but on September 12th, we're having Actors Theater reunion. So anybody who's ever been in an Actors Theater show is welcome to come to the show for free that night, and we'll have a little party afterwards with the cast.
That's great.
Yeah.
Wow. So Nuts, the play itself, it's a courtroom drama. It's compared to Witness for the Prosecution. It was a Broadway hit.
It must be
interesting to have Joe revisit it all these years later and direct it. And just tell us about this current production.
Sure, sir. So it's a story of a high-class call girl who has murdered one of her Johns. And her family and the prosecutors never wants her to plead insanity, but she doesn't want that moniker. She doesn't think what she did was insane.
Mm.
You know, she thinks it was self-defense, blah, blah, blah. But so the trial, the hearing is whether or not she is a crazy person. So they've got specialists, they've got litigation, they've got her family all trying to convince the judge at this hearing that she's insane or nuts. And then she's trying to, say no.
Hmm.
So it's interesting in that it's a female-centric hero that's surrounded by a patriarchy, men, judges, you know what I mean?
Right.
It's not a jury of her peers. And so there's a lot of things that are present right now in our society that it taps into all the way back to when it was written.
Well, this sounds like a great way to open the season, something challenging, something exciting, thought-provoking, like you said. Nuts. It runs September 6th through the 29th, leftedgetheater.com. That's theater, theatre.com. Argo, thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Thank you again.
Again, I'm Charlie Swanson, and this is the Sonoma Spotlight. Enjoy your day.